Okay, now this is Windows Movie Maker. It will be on most Windows PCs, Vista, XP, Windows 7 all have it. There'll be slightly different versions depending on which version of Windows you have. However, it's going to be pretty much the same. Again, you can take your pictures, you can create these as PowerPoint slides or JPEGs or whatever you want, and import them. So let's just import a couple of pictures. Okay, so you can see we've got some pictures here. And it's pretty simple. What we do now is we take the pictures and we drag and drop them down here. You can see this isn't exactly rocket science. I don't have to be a genius to do this. There you are. I've created some pictures. And that'll be a video. If I play the video, if I go back to the beginning, sorry, and play the video, you will see it will change from picture to picture. It's set at a 5-second gap. What I can do is I can then I can also go into video transitions here, so I can change how the videos change. So if I put these in, you can change the effect as it goes from picture to picture. So if we play this and you watch the video up here in the top right hand corner, you'll see there you are, it's changed, and you'll watch it, you'll change again in a moment, there you are. So you can see, pretty much I've just dragged and dropped, and we've got a professional looking video already. So, you know, that's quite good. And you can imagine that if you got these with text on it, you can use this nicely to promote your products. Now we can, of course, copy music in as well. Okay, we've got some music there as well. So if we click the show timeline there, we could put the music in there at the beginning. And if I just turn the speakers on here, we can see that our video so you can see we've just created a video with sound, and all we have done is literally dragged and dropped. Where's the technical stuff? We haven't done anything technical. It's fantastic, isn't it? You can also view video effects as well. So if we go onto this first video, we can change different things. We can make it look like it's an old film. You know, like that. We can make it look like an older film. You know, any of you have watched old movies will recognize that. We can give it a sepia tone. We can rotate it through 90 degrees. We can slow it down. We can, yeah, mess around. Look, I mean, if we look at this, we can make it look like a watercolor. How fantastic is that? And we can do all this so easily on our videos. There's plenty of options. So it's very, very simple. We can make titles or credits as well. And again, so easy to do. And there's no technicality involved. We can just put URL in, can't we? www.myurl.com. There you are. Simple. I mean, yeah, it doesn't look the best, but I can add that to the movie. Like I said, this is just to show you simply what we can do. Let me turn the speakers up again. Let's watch our video now. There's our introduction video URL, and then you can imagine each one of these has text on it talking to people about whatever it is we're promoting. So there you are. You can see literally within the space of a few minutes we have created a highly professional looking video simply by dragging and dropping. And as I said, you can put credits at the end of the movie. You can change the title animation, so you can do them scrolling up. You can do a newspaper, something like that. You know, there's lots and lots of opportunities. I mean, let's have a look at some of these. Here you are. I'm just showing you some of these at random. And then of course there's ones for titles. These are for your credits. You have these at the end of your movie. You have them scrolling up. So yeah, loads and loads of options here for you. There really, really are. You can do some fantastic things with this. And as I said, it's really very, very simple to use. You can import your videos in it here. You can put videos in as well and edit them and mess around with them. So there's masses of potential. And this is a free piece of software that comes with your computer. And then you can finish the movie and save it to your computer. The downside of it is I think it only saves in Windows movie file, WMV. However, you can change that, I think, in newer versions. But you can send it straight to the web. If I click on that, there's my movie. We're going to say we've got modem. And you can see you've got different options there you can mess around with. Then you see it's always a WMV file, Windows Media Video, sorry. Tells you the size of it. You can do next. And then it's converting it and it'll upload it. So let's just get rid of it. But that's basically all you do. So it was absolutely fantastic for messing around with. Let's put that in place there, you know. And we've got such good looking video and it's so simple to do. So I would strongly recommend that if you are serious about making videos and you want to do some very quick and easy videos for promoting your products, this is what you need to use. It's Windows Movie Maker. You'll find it under Start, Programs and Accessories usually, or just do a search and you'll find it on your hard drive. It's installed with any Windows, XP, Vista and Windows 7. So it's very simple, very easy to use, and a quick way of producing highly professional looking videos that you can distribute very quickly using techniques we'll show you later on in the course.